everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., co-hosted with L. Ron Ferguson this week. And let me tell you, if you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video down there, you know what we got? We got additional links. We've got additional text that go along and supports what we're talking about, and maybe some graphics, all that kind of stuff. And hey, if you've got a friend that, you know, falls in the realm of the hypno-curious, I mean, they're really thinking about this hypnosis stuff is pretty interesting, send them on over to hypnosis.org. I've got a free Learn to Hypnotize video over there with some other cool stuff too. Now, of course, you're already a hypnosis professional, so if you want to take a peek, it's okay, but it's mainly there for the people who are just thinking about getting started. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal.
Let me tell the world about you. L. Ron is a true professional. He really has studied the stuff. He sees clients all the time. Very capable. If you've got someone in the Southern California area that would like to get hypnosis services, I highly recommend L. Ron, a true professional. I trust him so much, he even he helps out with the class, and he supervises the practice, and he teaches a little bit of the course. So there you go. Hi, L. Ron.
Hi, Cal. Thanks for the wonderful introduction. It's always a pleasure.
And I mean it.
That's the best part of it, honestly. It makes it twice as good. And, yeah, it's really great for me to be here. You know, for all you hypnotherapists out there, if you're thinking about getting training, or if you're thinking about people to learn from in this business of hypnosis, I mean, there's a lot of great names in the field. There's a lot of great names that have come and gone, you know, people who have passed away that are great teachers, great people to model their success. But in my opinion, and the reason I'm here, is because I have a personal belief that Cal Banyan is one of the greatest contributions to the field of hypnosis, and he's actually alive. And I get to talk to him in the next office once in a while.
You know what my pet peeve is? Huh? There was a rumor out there that I've retired. I have not retired.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm getting a little bit gray here, and I mean, it's funny, even over the last couple of years, if you watch the videos, you can see the ongoing graying of Cal Banyan, along with maybe some slimming of Cal Banyan also, which is good, but and mostly I owe all this graying to having to do these podcasts every week. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, maybe that's why I'm getting gray too.
Yeah, huh? It's really hard. I basically don't do anything. I show up, L. Ron and Meredith, and before that, Celeste, they do about 90% of the show preparation, and I just show up and I say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and then we just go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. First impression, oh, I'm in the office again. Oh, what's happening? Oh, I'm doing a podcast with Cal. See, here's the deal. I mean,
here's the deal, you guys. We do like 4 podcasts whenever we get together. That way helps us with the flow, and it's more efficient and stuff. And the first podcast, L. Ron is always kind of stuffy and stiff. And about the third podcast, he starts loosening up and being himself. The L. Ron we know around the office, Mr. Entertainment.
Well, you know, that is true, after you get to know me. But I'm also very serious and professional. And if you want to do hypnosis with me, it's all about helping you succeed. I mean, you know, the deal is Cal is an endless treasure trove of knowledge. And so, you know, it's great to do these episodes where we just show up, we have questions, and I always know that what comes out of Cal's mouth is going to be something that I can take notes on. And which just goes back to my previous point before we got distracted of giving a plug to you, Cal, about someone to really learn from, study from, and have a model for your success in the business. So thanks for everything you taught me, Cal.
I'm happy to do it. So are you still single or what?
You know, is that like a some type of hypnotic suggestion? Because I don't recall being hypnotized. You know, hypnosis is not a truth serum, by the way, but yeah.
I just like asking you that because you always kind of are in the flow and then ask, are you single now or going with someone? And it's like,
No, I was expecting that. I remember.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I have no recollection
here. All right. Let's cover something they are interested in.
Okay. Something actually interesting. I wanted to talk about not letting your skills slip as a hypnotherapist. And this is so important because from time to time, especially when you get busy, if you're lucky enough to get busy and good enough to be busy, sometimes things start to become routine. And I think that this can happen in any profession, whether you're a hypnotist or a dentist. Things start to become routine. And having a mindset of continual improvement is so, so important because it's like I mentioned earlier, there's a difference between good and great. And one of the things I say during introductions is that you don't want to just hit the bar, but you want to smash the bar. Because you can have a million good auditions, but until you have a great audition, you're not going to get the part. And that goes the same with, you know, really getting your clients to the other side and really being a actual one percenter in this business. And I'd just like to go over a few tips, tricks, and pieces of advice that I've collected, you know, certain things that I do, ideas that I've talked about other hypnotherapists with, ways that we like to continually improve and monitor ourselves and make sure that we're always pushing the envelope on improvement, having insights, and sinking in prior learning knowledge. Because you can take a test, you can take an exam, you can cram for the exam, you can pass the exam, you can get 100% on the exam, and a week later somebody says, "So what was on that exam?" You go, "I don't know," because you didn't actually learn the lesson. And so being able to review your material, review what you've learned, review what you've done and the improvements you made, and especially review your training material is so, so important as you continue to improve instead of getting stuck in mediocre land. So one of the things I'd like to just start off with is keep a running journal of improvement. One of the things I do is I have a file on my computer that says what I learned in 5PATH today. And having those insights spill out of your mind and onto the paper is so important as you are able to recall stuff that happened that day a lot easier than maybe later in the week. Like sometimes during session, you'll think of something, you'll have an experience with a client, and after you gestate it on and stew on it for a little while, I would absolutely recommend every single day that you see clients to go home and write about it. Write about what maybe you could have done differently. Write about what you learned from a client or how you handled a certain problem or situation. And after it's on paper, I just put a Twitter, I just heard this phrase a little bit ago. It's that you can advance an idea further on paper than you can in your mind. And that goes for productivity, creativity, time management, but it also goes for learning and things that you learn yourself. You can advance them further on paper or even digitally than you can in your mind and really flesh it out. And then you get to see it and have that feedback loop with the information, what you've learned. And when it's in front of you, you get to improve upon it. If it needs to be improved, if it needs to be remembered, recreated, then that's how you do it. I mean, how do you think we got the carpenter patter? Okay. For those of you who don't know, the carpenter patter is a certain segment of a metaphorical story that we use in a component of 5PATH that has to deal with forgiveness and reframing and that sort of thing. I just give you the basic idea. But Cal got that from watching his sessions. Or he got that from doing the sessions, and while he was doing it, just came out of his mouth, because that's what happens when we're doing a segue or we're doing direct suggestion or we're navigating the terrains of the subconscious mind. As a hypnotherapist, you'll be able to give the client what they need by feeding back what they say in the interactive process that we do, and sometimes these great ideas come, metaphors, stories, therapeutic techniques, and writing them down and then refining them is just so, so important as you continue to evolve. Do you want to add anything to this, Cal?
I think you're doing great. I want, this is, I'm a little bit confused about. So help me understand, because maybe some of our viewers are confused too. Because the premise was, when you're really busy doing sessions, how do you keep your skills from slipping? And I'm sure there's people out there going, well, if you're really busy using your skills, then how would they slip?
Because from time to time, things become routine. And what I'm talking about is, maybe we want to rephrase it in case people get confused. There's skill slipping, and then there's skills being mediocre. And when you continue to do something and not review your work, sometimes you start to cut corners. Everybody can cut corners from time to time. Whether you start to cut corners in age regression and get sloppy. And I'm going to get into more information about how to make sure you're not cutting corners by coming back to standards, the standards of the approach that you work with, in just a moment. Does that answer your question, Cal?
Oh, that really helps, because at first I thought, like, maybe, you know, you were just not getting as good at stuff or forgetting stuff, but you're really talking about keeping up that high quality.
Yeah, perhaps I'm talking about two things, you know, and maybe I didn't set it up correctly. We're talking about continually improving and making sure you don't slip. Okay, so just then I was referring to having an attitude, a mindset, and certain exercises to do to make sure that you continually improve. And another thing you can do to continually improve is, you know, I think I just mentioned, I'll mention it again, red flag good sessions in your mind. Okay, make a note of that. Make a note, sticky note on the file. If you don't have time to review it that day, if you think that was a particularly good session, red flag it, write it in your journal to maybe review it and go check it out later. Because sometimes, you know, you finish the day, you go, oh, I had five sessions a day. Some of them were good, some of them were bad. While you're doing it, red flag the good ones and go back and review them, because if it's sticking out in your mind in the moment, there's a reason your subconscious mind's picking up on it, and you can usually glean a lot of good insight from that. Another thing you can do, keep a notepad next to the chair. Right there, I have a pad of sticky notes. And every once in a while, just I think of something, or they say something, or they say something that might, contribute to an idea that I could use to get someone through a certain type of confusion, whether it's in a therapeutic process or whether it's a question to an interviewer. Sometimes they're talking, they're doing like a direct suggestion on themselves if we're doing a dialoguing process, and they're giving themselves suggestions that are just absolutely ingenious. Like, that's a good idea. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to use that. The other day, someone was giving themselves suggestions for confidence or something like that, and they said, and they were talking to, let's just say, you know, they're talking to their own inner child, so to speak. And they're saying, listen, you're just like a kitten, okay? Some people might not like a kitten, but that doesn't mean that you're not lovable, because kittens are great. Some people don't like kittens, but that doesn't mean anything about you. And just having that little bit of a metaphor that really sunk in, that information for her, you know, you can take that, use it other places, all right? Establish a review schedule. And this goes into not letting your skills slip. Because you can be out there maintaining your skills, all right? And people have a tendency to operate in a state of deletions with their own skill set, depending on how busy you are. You know, you get into your rut, you get into your groove. And this is why supervision is so important, because if you're out there on your own, in the middle of nowhere, you've just been seeing clients, you haven't been going to hypnotherapy training, perhaps you haven't been keeping up with your CEUs, or the quality of your CEUs haven't been really related to perhaps an area of your hypnotherapy system that needs particular work or improvement. And you're just going along. You think you're doing great, but you might not be, which is why I wanted to mention this. This is the whole point of what I'm talking about today, which is setting a review schedule for your training materials for yourself, right? Did you learn the lesson? Actually learn the lesson, or did you just pass the test? So let's say you have training materials. Let's say you have a manual. Go back and look at that every few months. But most importantly, one of the most important things that you can do to evolve yourself as a hypnotherapist, to get better, to continually improve, is to watch sessions, case studies, DVDs. What especially brought this to mind was we have our own set of DVDs. I've watched them tons and tons of times, especially the sessions. If you are lucky enough to go to a school where they provide you with the class on DVD, if you can have a chance to watch those again, do that. And luckily, we have a product just like that, which is why I went to the back and got it. This is the 5-Path 2.0 DVD set. And I watched this, I don't know, at least two or three times as far as that. The sessions in there are absolutely fantastic, because once again, we have to get back to this standard. What is the standard of our success? As I mentioned earlier, I have Cal Banyan for my model of success. Whoever your model is, you want to model them, what they do in session. All right, and being able to have that at your disposal, to watch that maybe say once a week or once every 3 months. If you're out there, if you've been doing a lot of age regressions lately, sometimes if you take a moment and just check in with yourself and be like, all right, was that age regression everything that it could have been? All right, was that a 6 or a 7 or was it a 9 or a 10? And if it's a 6 or 7, you know, maybe I need to go take a look. Maybe I need to go take some review. Maybe I need to pull out my 5-Path 2.0 DVD set and take a look at whatever particular place you know, I think I need to improve on. Because you can learn it once, you watch it twice, you learn something else. But they say, you know, every time you go to a seminar, even if it's the same seminar, watch the same movie. It's like if you've watched a movie more than once, if it's your favorite movie, maybe you watch it like 5 or 6 times, you watch it again, you pick up all other sorts of things in it. You go, oh, wow, I never saw that before. I mean, and I'm really practice what I preach, because right now I'm in the middle of watching some of the case studies again. And I haven't watched them in like 6 months. I'm overdue for reviewing my skills, because the reason I'm so passionate about this is that I got that little voice in the back of my head that said, you know, L. Ron, you're doing a great job, you've seen a lot of clients, but you can do better. And that's why I'm in the middle of reviewing things right now, and I'm getting so much more out of watching, especially the sessions, than I ever have in the past. It's like I'm seeing them with fresh eyes, especially because, you know, I've probably done about 200-300 sessions since I saw them last, and it's really making a huge impact on me. Anything you want to add to this, Cal?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, here's something that's going to be funny. When I originally recorded the Loretta videos and the Gata videos, which are sessions of me working with two different clients, when I reviewed those videos, I learned stuff, both because I could see what I was doing from a more objective point of view, and also the knowing that I would be have to explain what I was doing. It made me look at it from a more critical point of view. So that's another thing, is that not only by reviewing, there's two things I want to mention. In addition to reviewing videos by the people that are your trainers and people you're trying to emulate, one of the things is that if you can, it would be really great if you can get permission from your clients to allow your videos to be reviewed by a supervising hypnotherapist. I know that helped you a lot too, didn't it, Elron?
Absolutely.
And it wasn't easy, was it?
No, it wasn't, but it was worth every moment.
One of the things I think is, there's a number of things that's really powerful about that. One is the supervising hypnotherapist watching videos of what you're doing can answer your questions about why you're having a problem. They can also detect things that you're doing that are causing you a problem that you weren't even aware of. Another thing they can do is say, you know, you did this particular thing really well, and that allows you the next time you do it to do it with confidence. So having that kind of supervision is really important, and it's really rare in our profession. So if you can get it, and it should be paid supervision time, professional, and you should always get permission from your clients. Like on the intake paperwork, just put a paragraph in there that from time to time you receive supervision and they give you permission to allow a supervising hypnotherapist to review with you some of the videos that may have been shot during their sessions. And people usually just sign an okay to that. So, good. And let me see. I've got some notes here as you were talking. Another place that you're really, really going to learn from is really from your clients. Isn't that right? Your clients are always teaching you.
Absolutely.
And another thing you can do to keep your skills sharp is on hypnosis.org, we have an e-zine. And every quarter, a number of our regular contributors, like you probably know Celeste Hackett. If you don't know Celeste, it's because you've joined us recently and you haven't gone back and watched like podcast number 67 through 100 and something. Great one percenter, best of the best hypnotherapist that co-hosted with me. She writes for that e-zine, and she does a really good job Of course, L. Ron writes for that e-zine, so you can get more from L. Ron. Some other people that write for it that you might not know about is Steve Rowe. He has a super grasp of what's going on with hypnotherapy. Really like his work. And he has a talent for bringing other kinds of information, like self-help books, and applying it to the world of hypnotherapy. Beth Kyle, who kind of takes more of a woman's, a mom's point of view. We have Charlie Curtis. Gosh, I see him at the GH convention, and he just really writes some great stuff, not just for our e-zine, but in the profession. And then one of our newest recruits, Rob McInnes, and he is currently going through, I think it's a master's degree program in psychology, and so he really looks at hypnosis from the academic, scientific point of view, and he does all those kind of citations and stuff. And so we really have something for everybody. So just go to hypnosis.org, scroll down, and it'll say Hypnosis E-Zine. And then we've also got, it says, click here to read older E-Zine articles. And you'll see E-Zine articles from people like Elsom Eldridge Jr. He's a big organizer for the National Guild of Hypnotists. You see articles from Roy Hunter, author of The Art of Hypnosis, Art of Hypnotherapy, among other things. And you'd be surprised. It's all there. And it's a good way for you to continue to build your skills and keep them sharp, like L. Ron is preaching to you today.
But the sermon's not over, Cal.
More soapbox to come.
More soapbox to come, because it's all about investing in yourself. You can invest in a lot of things, but when you really invest in your education, if there's a DVD set that you need to buy, if there's training materials that you need to buy, and, you know, it costs some money. You want to be the best, you got to lay it down, because it's not an expense. It's an investment. And there's nothing that compares to, you know, not only the income that you can make in your profession, just as, you know, you go through this and do it and do the work, but you're also investing in your self-confidence as well by having the right tools. You know, if you have, you got to have the know and the how and the why and everything else, and having the right stuff really provides that to you all the way.
You know, the expensive way to go is to try to get somewhere in this business without the proper training and without proper support materials and review and that kind of stuff. Good. Okay, we still got a few more minutes. What's next?
Few more minutes. Well, maybe just sort of tagging on to the end of this here. Yeah, I wanted to bring up something that we were talking about the other day, and I'll kind of preface this with talking about really knowing what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, when you're going to say it, depending on certain client problems, questions, concerns. People ask you things from time to time that you'll want to have an answer for. And you want to have the answer phrased in such a way that it's going to elicit the most confidence and the most involvement out of the client. And people are going to ask difficult questions. They're going to ask the same old questions, you know, what is hypnosis? So, by the way, does this stuff, I just want to know, does this stuff really work? And writing out your answers in advance, you know, all the possible questions your client could ask you, and maybe even the questions that they might not ask you very frequently, writing those down and then scripting out what your response is going to be and taking a look at that. And if you don't think that it's persuasive enough or that it's confidence building enough, to kind of engineer that and make it so that it is. What brings this to my mind is from time to time I've had clients that, you know, every once in a while you have a difficult age regression client where when they're having a revivification, that is, they're in a hypnotic state deep enough to have an experience of reliving a past event, after the session they start to get the idea, or they get the impression, that they were just making it up, or that they were just play acting, or they were just, you know, it just doesn't make any sense, or that really didn't feel like hypnosis, or, you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't match any of their preconceptions about hypnosis was. They might think it's weird. They might be weird. Who knows what the myriad of reasons are to give them this sort of unsettledness about what happened. They don't know really what went on. And I was talking to this about Cal. And Cal said this, and this is a script you can use. Not really a script you can use, but it's something you can say to instill the most confidence within the client that you can, so that they go, oh, that's right, I am in the hands of a professional, so that you can proceed and move forward. And Cal said, he goes, well, when they start talking like that, or when they say that, what you can say is, well, and you can add on to this, Cal, and flesh it out, if I didn't get it right, you know, how you would say it and how kind of I heard you, how I'm regurgitating it here, say, well, look, sometimes it might feel like you're making it up because we're dealing with the subconscious mind, which is the same place where you do make stuff up from, because it's the source of your creativity, the source that is the seat of your imagination. And so sometimes, yeah, it'll feel like you're making it up, but that's just because we're dealing with the subconscious mind, which is the same place. Okay. Anything you want to add to that, Cal?
I think that was excellent. What happens is, I would just say, well, of course, you know, we're dealing with the subconscious mind, where your creativity is, and where you do access when you are making things up. So when stuff comes from that area of your mind, like when we're doing this age regression works, it will feel sometimes like you're making it up. Perfectly normal. Now just proceed and let me determine whether or not I can use the material that you're giving me. I'll know how to work with it.
Yeah. And that's just something I want to stress. You know, tell your client, it's perfectly normal. That experience is very common. So they don't feel like, oh, you know, I was weird. Sometimes your client might have the impression of, I feel like I was doing it wrong. Or I felt like I couldn't give you the answers that you wanted. Or I felt like I was just making stuff up to please you. And you say, you know, that's very common for people to think that. Don't worry about it. You just follow instructions, and that's the most important part. You know, I'm your coach. It's my job to make sure that I get the information I need. And if I'm not getting in the information I need, I'm going to find a way to get that information. So you don't need to worry about whether or not you're doing the process correctly. Just be in it. Be as involved in you as you can, and know that whatever you're experiencing is perfectly normal. You want to add anything to that, Cal?
That's it. Wrap it up.
All right. Thank you for watching Hypnosis Etc. We love to give you some of the best free hypnosis information. I mean, just this episode alone is, you know, stuff you're not even going to find in hardly any hypnotherapy training out there. And our training is even better. If you want to learn more about that, I suggest you go to hypnosis.org. Take a look at our products. Take a look at the 5-Path DVD set. Invest in yourself, in your business, your profession, and invest in your client's success. You can see our training schedule also on hypnosis.org. On-site training and off-site training. You can do internet training as well. If you want sessions, if you live in the Southern California area, you can visit hypnosiscenter.com. There is contact information to contact myself or to have sessions with Cal Bannon. We also have another hypnotherapist here for a little while yet as well before she moves back to New Zealand. And you can visit my personal website is safeeffectivehypnosis.com. You can follow me on Twitter or find my Facebook. Thank you for watching Hypnosis Etc. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
Gosh, I wish I had my own personal website. I feel so left out. In other words, oh wait, maybe Cal Bannon. That's kind of a calbannon.com. I don't know. Hey, thanks, L. Ron, for another great episode. Thank you guys for tuning in, as they said back in the TV days. This is Cal Bannon. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Bannon and Cal Bannon's Bannon Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.